Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, welcoming you to the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and then you come up with the story. It's a little different from the daily thing we do here, where I just pull the blether and put together something. I don't know. Man, how many of you people are suffering through NaNoWriMo? How many of you are going through that? I did that a long time ago, and it was like, oh, well, yow. But, you know, 50,000 words? You know, it's hard enough coming up with 3,100 for a month, but 50,000? Man, how do you people do it? Oh, well, I'm not doing it this year. Not me. No, I've got enough of a Hellsember going on. Hellsember is the super month where you combine November and December because your work folks want to get a good, strong balance sheet for the entire year. Everyone is trying to get off on vacation. They're trying to get all their budget spent for training. So really, you're left with one or two people trying to hold the fort for a department of several billion. So, yeah, and then salespeople want to make a push for the year, so you get more customers coming in that are like, where's the any key? Oh, that's where it is? Okay. Artis knows where the any key is. He's going to point it out for me. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and play a story for you. The topic for the weekly challenge this week is, what is it, Nardo? You don't know? Oh, penguins. Okay, well, the topic this week is penguins, so the first story this week is going to be from Tom, and there were some extra stories from Tom during the week, so hopefully I'll survive that whole site crash thing. We're back to normal, or what passes for normal here, so here we go with Tom, and I hope you enjoy. So here we go. Take it away. Go for it. Roll the clip.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called I Said Dance, Tenderfooter. His black coat glistened in the sun. Black pearl eyes glared at the Anaheim studio. As he dropped the violin case, it rotated, and he flipped the clasp. Out popped the mini Uzi. Say hello to my little friend, yelled the penguin. A hail of bullets dropped a dozen Disney execs. They crumpled like autumn leaves in an osterizer. From under a desk, someone cried, Why? You stole my life story, so dance, bastard. He peppered the floor with bullets. Up popped the CEO. In the middle of a buck and wing, the penguin dropped him. Happy feet, my ass.
Ha 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 ha. Ah, good things come to those who wait. Thank you, Tom. Now, if you couldn't understand any of that, which it was as clear as day to me, but if you couldn't understand any of that for some reason, or, you know, maybe you had monkeys in your ears, why you would have monkeys in your ears, I'm not sure, but that's between you and the monkeys. You can go to the site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and the text of the stories will be there, along with a poll and links to people's stuff. Yeah, I know that stuff wasn't there last week. Last week was a special case. It was kind of weird. Do you want the gross details? No? Okay, good. I mean, come on. Next up is A.M. Early, who has returned. It's good that we've got some fresh blood, some tilling of the earth, tilling of the soil. What fertile minds can grow? I don't know. Maybe we're getting rutabagas this year. Let's find out, shall we?
My home has become a black, white, and pink war zone. I'm outnumbered 6-1. Even the dogs are females. If I'm not going to lose my home when puberty comes around, I need to make allies. Quick. Fortunately, my three daughters are obsessed with only penguins and princesses. Movies, plushes, toys, everything. So, I gave my oldest all my old Batman comics, starting with the ones featuring Penguin. I made my middle one a sports nut. And guess which hockey team is her favorite? The last one is the challenge. How do I connect with a toddler convinced penguins are perfect ballerinas?
It's not just flash literature you get here, but advice on raising your children. Psychological issues, I think. That's what people come here for. Thank you, AM, and good luck with raising the children. I would say make them all dress up carrots as Shakespearean characters. Hamlet, I would say, would be a good choice, and maybe Prospero, perhaps. Okay, let's see who's up next. It's Stephen, the nuclear man. I wonder what he's got up his sleeve. How many sleeves does his jacket have? 10? 12? Arms everywhere! Like an octopus of writers, I would say. Let's find out what Stephen has. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Are you standing up? Are you jumping up and down with glee? Well, here we go.
She doesn't know what to make of me. You're a long way from home. I waddle closer. The male with her frowns. Don't polar bears eat them things? She leans over and smiles at me. They live by the South Pole. Didn't you pay any attention to the movie? He grunts and tries to kick me. I waddle to the side and peck her ankle. She screams as I dive into the bushes. Next month, in the full moon's light, I will meet my were-penguin bride. We will hunt the man, and he will feed our chicks all winter long.
Thank you, Stephen. And I think that now that the world knows about were-penguins, they'll be ready to fight them off. How do you defeat a were-penguin? Silver bullets? Garlic? Torches? Credit cards? I don't know. How do you stop them? A slightly warm bowl of tomato soup? I'm not sure. I wasn't trained for this. I wasn't prepared. It's not in the bestiary. Were-penguin? Where's the were-penguin? It's not even on Wikipedia. Help. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for scaring me. Scaring everyone that way. Maybe the next time we go to the zoo, when they stare back at us, rolling around in their tank, as we look through the glass and they look through back at us. Next up is Catwood. I wonder what she's got up her... Okay, we're not going to do that again. We're not going to do the up the sleeve. Maybe up the creek, perhaps? What's upstream? What's in the cabins? What's in the woods? The leaves are falling. Maybe there will be snow. What is buried underneath?
There comes a time in every young penguin's life when they must venture out from the colony and see the world. For Pengy, this time had come. After packing his things and saying goodbye to his friends and family, he left for his travels. During his adventures, he encountered numerous strange and interesting creatures, many of which became his lifelong friends and allies, and no, the boss said, why bother even trying to write for a kid's game? Go get the license to something that's currently popular and use one of the templates instead. Those brats will still buy it.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yes, that is how the video game industry operates. Just put out the same old crap on one of the templates. You don't need a new graphics engine or a story engine. Just pump another. Just change out the little sprites, the little mesh maps. Move them around and you've got the same old thing. The collisions work. Yeah. Thank you for that undercover story, Catwood. People need to know about the evil of the video game industry. That way, they don't know about the evils of the food industry. You know, if you end up eating the wrong food, you'll wind up as Zackman? Oh, it's a secret that is too ticklish to tell. I was tickled for hours, and I still did not reveal the secret. Zackman might tell you. Let's see if he tells all his secrets this time, or if he keeps them close to his chest.
Isn't it weird how those animal rights activists rescued us from that horrible place that we had the people trained to feed us? Although I enjoy being waited on hand and foot by those zookeepers, all safe from hunters and predators, this adventure has been fun. I have never been on a ship before since I was born in the zoo. Does it snow in the Galapagos Islands where the zookeepers said we come from? All this cold and snow, I don't think we can survive here. Some penguins don't belong near the South Pole.
No, Zackman, some don't belong near the South Pole. But then again, it's hard to extradite a war criminal penguin from the South Pole, as there is no governing body responsible for the entire continent of Antarctica. Consider that if you're charged with heinous crimes. What am I doing this Halloween crap for? Thank you, Zackman. Now for someone new to the mix. After listening for over 10,000 weeks, Danny Dwyer has decided to join us. So all the way from Corona K, it's Danny. Welcome to the fun.
After the loud explosion, the two penguins spent what seemed like months stuck in the same cage. Luckily, the food and water was plentiful. No need to eat each other. Fortunately, one day without warning, the door to the cage opened. And the penguins emerged from their prison, breathing the fresh air of freedom for the first time. The air smelled strange, like death. The buildings were destroyed. The streets were in decay. Humanity had finally destroyed itself. Then one penguin turned to the other and asked, "What's the point of this?"
I'm not sure what the point of this is. I just started writing 100-word stories, and I said, 100 words or less, Nesman is gone completely kaput. Maybe I should do something like post topics, and I don't know. What is the point of this? I don't have a clue, and humanity hasn't even blown up the world, and I'm still in this cage with these penguins and this fish. I mean, it's good fish, and the water's kind of clean. I mean, sure, you have to sort of leave it in a bottle and let it settle and drink off the top, but still, I don't know what the point of this is. Could someone explain it to me? Danny, please, thank you for the story, but now I'm completely confused. What is my purpose in life? Oh, maybe I should ask Ted. Ted will know. Ted will tell me what the purpose of life is. Ted, please, tell me. Tell me what it is. I'm so lost.
Hello, Drabble aficionados. Ted here with this week's story on the subject of penguins. My story is entitled Too Cool for School. It's our fault Antarctica University closed down. Some of us Kappas got drunk and decided to eat a giant penguin. A terrible scandal ensued. The president apologized to the UN, called us barbarians. The papers asked how it tasted. We told them the truth. The outside was tough, fibrous, hard to cut through. But inside, my God, the flesh was so tender and succulent, though the meat and organs were surprisingly small for such a large animal.
It doesn't make any sense, Brian added. We don't even have a sports team. What was Dean Wilson doing in a mascot costume?
Thanks for listening, and have a good week.
Yes, I remember when I ate my first college mascot. I mean, no one knows what a hokey is until you've had it with red wine. Thank you, Ted. Next up is Mrs. Abe. Yes, it's Mrs. Abe. Mrs. Abe Lincoln. Yeah, didn't you know that? Or Abe Simpson or Abe Lincoln? One of those two. Anyway, she doesn't feel like recording her story, so the midget at least got an extra hour's worth of sleep, or so I think. There was some noises coming from the dungeon that he sleeps in. Or at least I think he sleeps in there. Who knows where he goes? Sometimes I see these eyes in the darkness. And they're not cat eyes, because they're too lazy to be stalking me at night. Here we go with Mrs. Abe.
The penguins huddle together, soaked with sweat and urine, smothered under the dark, musty blanket. Suddenly they're seized, plunged into freezing water, and beaten savagely over and over again. Red liquid fills the chamber. Eventually the beating stops, but they are soon shoved into the hot box. Scorching blasts of air singe them as they tumble against each other, groggy from the heat and queasy from the motion. Finally, barbarically, they are turned inside out and left to hang outside, wet and swaying gently in the winter breeze. Yeah, it ain't easy being penguins on a kid's red flannel pajamas.
I remember when I used to wear pajamas. Wait, I still do. They're Guinness beer pajamas, but I only wear them in winter, which winter down here lasts maybe a few hours. So it gets a little chilly, I know. I'm hoping that it warms up a little quicker so I can go for my usual Sunday walk. The Saturday walk was to two different grocery stores. I walked to Kroger, and then I walked back, which is 2 miles total. Then I walked to Central Market, and then I walked back, which is about 3 miles total. So that's what I do. I'm not too sure where I'm going to walk this time. I really don't know. I've gone all the routes over and over again. Maybe I'll just lollygag in a circle. Anyway, thank you, Mrs. Abe. The midget had some fun with that one. A little creepy, perhaps, and talking of children's pajamas, that's also a violation of my parole, I believe. Oh, we won't talk about that. Next up, and by the way, there are no penguins in North Dakota. TJ has counted twice and confirms there are none. The zoos are actually filled with there's no animals in the North Dakota zoos. They've all been replaced with fun zones for kids. I mean, where the polar bear used to swim around, it's a ball pit now. It's fun. People actually go there now. It's a lot cheaper to maintain. Anyway, here's TJ with his latest story. And this one, well, you'll see.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where our new senator has a mustache. And this is Penguin. When zoos invented warm water penguins so people in the rest of the world could enjoy them, they flourished in the temperate climates and lack of natural enemies. They quickly became too numerous and the zoos made them available for pets. This was awesome! I got one of the first penguins. I named her Penny. She waddles around and flips into the tub when she needs to swim. She can get into the tub just fine on the ramp I made her, but she's sort of penguin-shaped, so she needs like a boost to get out again. Penguins are awesome!
Okay, so now we know that there's at least one penguin in North Dakota. Is the penguin the senator? Did they elect a penguin with a mustache as senator? I'm a little confused. This week has been kind of weird politically, I guess. The country has once again steered from the ditch off the bridge. It makes you wonder where we're going to steer next in 2012. I think we're going to steer right off the edge of the parking garage. I'm not so sure of my country's future. We're a little confused right now. The people who took over for the people wrecking the place have now taken over for the people wrecking the place now, who wrecked the place before, who have been wrecking everything. We just... How hard is it to learn Portuguese? I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to do anything political or relating to Portuguese. Sorry, Linda. Here we go with one last story from the masses. It's Norval Joe. He took a break from that NaNoWriMo thing in order to squeeze out 100 words, which means if he comes up with only 49,900 words, it's all my fault. Here I am, the speed bump on the road to success of NaNoWriMo, keeping people from achieving their crazy dreams. Well, what? You want your parents to do that? They have enough to do already.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 237. With the prompt of penguins. Before I start, I want to give you a NaNoWriMo update of some of the people that used to, or possibly still are, on the weekly challenge that I know of that are doing NaNoWriMo. Brad Z, you might remember him. He's at 18,200 words. Linda is at a respectable 8,576. Jeff Height is at 12,597. And I am at 18,031. Of course, I have another hour or so to write tonight, since we switched back to standard time. I will get this done and go back to diligently typing. So here's my story for penguins. How can someone be claustrophobic and agoraphobic at the same time? Oswaldo asked. I don't know, Bertram said, but just look at him. He's a quivering mass of black and white feathers. One moment he's hot and bothered because everyone's standing too close around him, so we all move away to give him space, and he's flapping about and squawking like he's about to lay an egg. Do you think that's how he stays so slim? Oswaldo asked. All that nervous energy? No, Bertram fluffed his feathers and said. He just doesn't eat much. They say he's hydrophobic as well. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. That was rough.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and thank you for the update on all of our long-lost NaNoWriMo friends. Yeah, when November rolls around, they tend to eat their souls, and then in December, they're too tired to write, too exhausted, too sick of it. Me, I like to spread that sickness across the entire year, saving a few windows of optimism and joy for times like St. Patrick's Day, or the day that it's sales tax holiday and I can buy pants for cheap. Unless I buy them off of Amazon. Who buys pants off of Amazon? I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Didn't they used to be a bookstore? Anyway, thank you. And it's time for one more story. This one by none other than Planet Z.
The phone won't stop ringing. I don't want to answer it. I can't answer it. I don't have caller ID, but I know who it is, or what it is. It's that damn penguin. I was at the zoo. I was watching the penguins swim around in the tank. I was using my cell phone to record a movie of them. That's when someone bumped me from behind, and I dropped my cell phone into the tank. They must have dried it out or something. What? It's someone from the zoo calling? No. It's those penguins. I'm sure of it.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about penguins. Now, let's say that you're completely stone deaf and you haven't heard a word that any of us have been saying. Well, you can still read the stories at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites in the poll. The poll is back. Plus, there are links to people's sites if they gave them to me, although very few did this week. I'm not too sure why. Maybe they're a little embarrassed. They're doing this under assumed names. Or they're doing this under people's names. Folks to them saying, ha ha ha, you're writing 100 word stories while I'm doing NaNoWriMo. No, that's not the case. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for being a part of it this week. And, you know what? Let's see if the server holds up. If it blows up again, I'm just going to post stuff to the 100 word stories Twitter until the site is back up and going. You now know that that's the emergency fallback position. If I've lost anyone along the way, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And if you're just too impatient for that kind of thing, then that's upon your head, not mine. And all those of you who have put in your hard, hard work and effort into this, we condemn you for not sticking to it, for not staying with us week in, week out as part of this weekly challenge, this test. Souls. The next topic is going to be potato peels, so I hope you enjoy that, and I'll see you next week, but if you feel like lollygagging around, there'll be another story tomorrow, and the day after that, a story a day until the day I die. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.